Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Moral Defense by Marcia Clark, narrated by Angela Daw. Prologue. Stephen pushed the hair off his wife's clammy forehead and stroked her cheek. Paula's skin was pale and tinged with green. The Uber driver had to stop 3 times to let her throw up. When he finally pulled into the driveway, Stephen gave Paula a worried look.
You sure you don't want to go to the ER?
Paula turned toward the open window and gulped some more of the fresh, rain-soaked air.
It's just food poisoning. I'll make it.
She gave him a wan smile as the driver parked the car.
Happy anniversary.
The smile fell away as she clutched her stomach, pushed open the passenger door, and vomited onto the driveway. Stephen saw the driver's disgusted expression in the rearview mirror and threw him a dirty look before jumping out and running behind the car to help her. Paula was leaning halfway out, trying to catch her breath. He put a hand on her shoulder.
Can you make it to the house?
She spoke in a weak voice.
I think so.
She put her right foot on the ground, then her left. Holding onto the door jamb with one hand and the car door with the other, she started to pull herself up. Stephen put an arm around her waist.
Let me carry you.
Paula shook her head.
Just hurry.
Stephen helped her out as he said to the driver,
Please put our bags on the porch.
The driver opened his door with an irritated sigh. Stephen glared at him as he bent down to steady Paula, who was doubled over. They hobbled up to the front door, their bodies bumping against each other, out of sync. When they reached the porch, Stephen held her against him with one arm as he fumbled for the key.
Ah, damn,
he sputtered as the keyring fell to the ground. Behind him, he heard the Uber driver back out of the driveway and take off. When Stephen managed to unlock the door, he shoved it open so hard it banged against the wall. Paula ran for the bathroom. Stephen turned around and saw that the driver had left their suitcases at the end of the driveway. He shook his head. The jerk. As he stomped down to get their bags, it began to rain again. A sudden cold wind drove the icy drops straight into his face. Stephen dipped his head and shivered as he walked back to the house. The image of the romantic fireplace and the bungalow where they'd planned to spend the night flashed through his mind. Oh well, next time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?